Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Powering Your Property here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3. I'm Howie Lim. Now, although the pandemic has been a devastating event for businesses, some have been quick to pivot, which has brought even more growth. Co-working space JustCo has been steadily expanding despite most people working from home. And it's also identified a rising demand for working from anywhere. With that, JustCo at Centrepoint became the first smart co-working space in Singapore to pilot a new workspace usage concept, enabling a new era of work from anywhere. We're joined today by Brandon Chia, Vice President and Head, Singapore and Indonesia at JustCo, for his insights on rethinking real estate strategies in the new normal and prop tech trends disrupting the flexible workspace industry. Brandon, thanks so much for joining us today.
Hi, Howie. Thanks for inviting me.
So we need to know more about this Total Work Solutions platform. You've just introduced it at the Centrepoint in Singapore's iconic retail district, no less. You've got to tell us more about it.
Yes, indeed. So JustCo has launched our Digital Innovations for the Future of Work platform at the Centrepoint this October. And of course, what sets us apart is that JustCo at the Centrepoint is actually our first smart co-working center enabled by workspace technology, which features tech capabilities such as facial recognition, cut-free access via Bluetooth capability, and as well as our brand new in-house fully automated racial cafe. That is a cafe that is fully powered by robotics. At the same time, as part of our drive for the future of work, JustCo has also partnered Switch, which is the world's first workspace on-demand platform, as well as Sixth Sense, a software that helps us in spatial analytics, as well as social distancing detection. In short, by introducing all these tech into our workspace, we are looking to help make work better and smarter for businesses and individuals alike.
Help us visualize though, Brandon. Are you saying I pretty much may not meet anyone in the space thanks to the JustCo Digital Future of Work platform? Give us
actually
a tour. What does it look like?
Sure. Very simply, by incorporating tech into the daily lives of all our members itself, life begins from the moment that you wake up. The moment that you wake up, you're already able to connect to JustCo through our JustCo app, which will allow you to actually maybe order a cup of coffee from our robotic cafe.
Wow.
It also allows you to book any meeting rooms that you might have planned for the day to meet up with either your staff, your counterpart, or your partners through the JustCo app. At the same time, even on your way to work, you will also be able to see what is the current crowdedness level of the center, because we do realize that in the current phase of COVID, many individuals and members alike will be concerned to also know on the crowdedness level of the center. So once they arrive at the center, and of course, like I said, they have ordered their coffee, they're able to access the center through facial recognition, which is totally cardless. They're able to work and enjoy their coffee or catch up on the day with a newspaper in our beautifully designed breakout spaces, conduct their business during the day. And if they do need to move around to meet up with other people, they are also able to head on to any one of our 18 locations in Singapore where they are also able to conduct their work over there. So in short, I hope this gives an overall picture and an idea on how JustCo has incorporated tech in enabling us to be able to be more efficient in our work.
Do you think this is the way of the future? This is what it's going to look like, smart digital enabled workspaces.
I believe that remote working will be one of the new ways of work in the future. The unfortunate event of COVID have actually driven a lot of us into rethinking in the way that we work and also allowed us to rethink on the traditional ways in which we work. And at JustCo itself, we are always challenging the norm. And we believe that by applying tech to our business itself, we'll be allowing businesses and individuals to be able to work more effectively and efficiently as and when they want.
So, Brandon, what do you think makes a great smart digital workspace? I mean, ergonomics have to come into play as well. I mean, what can enterprises do? Because as employees maybe are starting to expect this kind of experience, what do you think would make it great?
I believe that in today's modern workforce, a great tech-enabled workspace is one of the successfully enables employees to work remotely across any physical office or remotely. And we believe that tech is something that will help enable that. Most importantly, what makes a great smart digital workspace is an environment that allows our users to have maximum flexibility in the way they use the space. It also ensures that it maximizes employees' engagement and satisfaction. And also, last but not least, it's an environment that creates maximum networking opportunities for businesses to collaborate and build more businesses for themselves.
Are there concerns, though, Brandon, that you're seeing coming out of the commercial real estate market that PropTech and this evolving workplace solutions might have a negative impact on them?
I don't
especially
think
the
so.
Work from anywhere, right? Then I don't need a workspace at all. Here I am in my living room. There you are, maybe in your living room as well.
That's right.
Yeah.
I tend to disagree with that statement. I believe that by incorporating prop tech into our modern workspace, it allows people to actually be able to work more effectively and efficiently. And of course, it enables everyone to work from anywhere and everywhere. Just like what JustCo is able to provide to our members itself, we have about more than 18 locations in Singapore. And because we have enabled tech, it allows businesses and individuals to work from any one of our locations. Because we do believe that at times, it might not be the most conducive environment to be working from home. And despite COVID, we also do strongly feel is that there is still a need for sometimes a human-to-human interaction. And having a well-designed workspace, as well as the number of workspaces available that you can actually operate from, will actually help with that.
What about prop tech trends, though, Brandon, to look out for in the coming months and going into 2021? What have you got up your sleeves?
Okay, I think that is really a million-dollar question.
Oh.
My guess is as good as yours. But what I do think is that prop tech is only just scraping the tip of the iceberg. We have not really fully understand or fully applied what prop tech can actually do for the future of work. So it's very important, especially at JustCo, that we continue to explore tech in enabling our members to be able to work more effectively. And this is true, also gathering regular feedbacks from our members, as well as you can see our partnership with Sixth Sense and Switch, and how we can actually incorporate all these to ensure the future of work becomes a reality. So it's something that we will all look forward to in the future.
I suspect you're just keeping your cards close to your chest, Brandon, as any good businessman. This has been Powering Your Property on Money FM 89.3. We've been speaking with Brandon Chia. He's the Vice President and Head Singapore and Indonesia at JustCo. Brandon, thank you so much for your time and stay safe.
Thank you so much, Brandon. How we stay safe too. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.